This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side. This is a great Thursday morning. I hear they had trouble down in Jeff City, Missouri, had some deaths, and we want to give our condolences and thoughts to the people who family members have died down there. You know, there's never an easy way to go to someone and say, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry to hear that your family member, your brother, your mother, your dad, your uncle, your sister, your aunt, that somebody died." It's always hard to do, but you know, in this life of ours, things happen and we just have to work around them. We are America's voice of freedom, as always. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394 on the east side, 394-1190. Call with something that we can talk about. No cussing, not threatening to kill me. I've got 10,000 threatening to kill me messages left on the answering machine. So if you want to say something half-decent, if you got something half decent to say, say it. If not, let's don't worry about it. As you know, the elections are over for the meantime. A lot of the mayors were elected in these smaller towns, aldermen. They're trying in St. Louis to dump half of the aldermen. I don't know if that's going to work. It appears to have some standing, but I don't know when it's all said and done. I honestly think that the black politicians will stop that. But there again, that's just my opinion. I'm going to go back. And I guess it's about the end of the line for the blackface photo probe in Virginia. Now it's said that the school inquiry into the racist photo has hit a dead end. You know, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, there was a picture taken and someone said that it was him in blackface 35, you hear me? 35 years ago, a picture. 30, not 5 years. Not 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, but 35 years ago in 1984. First he said he thought it was him, then he come back the next day and says, "No, that's not me." So they had an independent study ordered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School, and it failed to determine whether Northam was the one in the picture. Now, again, he's totally denying it. When it first come out, he said, "Well, I'm sorry that I took a picture like that." Then he came back, and I think he's got some good handlers, because I don't really know if he was in that picture or not, but 35 years ago, I don't really give a damn, and I don't think you proud people, both black and white, give a damn about a white guy being in blackface 35 years ago, when there again, it wasn't totally acceptable, but it wasn't out of the norm either. But now he's saying 59, 60-year-old neurologist says that it's not him, never was him, what he feels for the people who thought it was, and he wants to apologize. I don't know what the hell he's apologizing for, but there's a chairman of the Virginia Legislatives now. Get this. Legislative Black Caucus says the inconclusiveness doesn't change a thing as it relates to the changes that we have to do. Adding in quotes, we've got 40 years of stuff to clean up. Now see, that's a typical nigger. 400 years of stuff to clean up. And this man is in a Virginia state legislature, a black man, a black caucus. I would assume, and I'll have to check, that all these states have black caucuses, both at the state Senate level and the state representative level. I don't know for a fact. But every time I turn around, there's another state that has a black caucus group. I don't think I've ever heard of a white caucus group. But I would assume the people would say, well, if you're not in the black caucus group, automatically, if you're white, you're in the white caucus group. And that's not true and not fair to say. Because there's a lot of proud white people that don't go along with some of this white crap, as I wouldn't go along with it. But it amazes me. But this hit on page 6. It was on page 1 when it was bad. It was on page 1 when everybody thought it was Governor Northam in blackface. But now, all of a sudden, it's probably coming to an end because the investigators couldn't confirm if Governor was in the racist photo. And again, 35 years ago. But the governor did say he did acknowledge that once he wore blackface decades ago to look like Michael Jackson for a dance contest. Now, is it blackface if you're looking like Michael Jackson, or is it blackface when you dress up like a black man and make fun of the black person? Now, I believe there's a total difference. Now, some people will argue and say there's not. But to me, I believe there is a total difference. And I want to salute Governor Northam. I don't know if he was in the picture, wasn't in the picture. I don't know if the lieutenant governor said he was in a picture 40 years ago, another white guy, and he's not going to resign. And then there's something on the attorney general, the black attorney general, a couple complaints about sexual assault, and he says he's not going to resign. So I guess everybody there on the East Coast, I guess they can get away and do with whatever they want. You know, people will say crap for a week or two or three, but as always, what happens? If you don't back down from crap, it kind of all goes away, doesn't it? You've heard me time after time after time, and it all kind of goes away. As you guys know, I don't talk a lot of national issues, but now they're pushing a little bit harder, and I think they're doing this because they really hate Trump. But the impeachment calls are swelling. They want to really kind of push this impeachment right before the 2020 presidential election. Now, they've got one Republican congressman, and the Republicans are chastising him, Justin Amash of Michigan. He is a Republican congressman, but all the Republicans say that he's only Republican in name only, that he come out against Trump. And now everybody's saying, now that a Republican congressman has come out against Trump, that shows you that we need to have the impeachment call. Now, Pelosi and even Schumer, they're smart enough to know that it'll never, ever make it through the United States Senate, but they're going to keep playing it and playing it and playing it until the election. Now, I think, and you people can agree or not, but I think that's the only Trump card that they have. And when I say Trump card, I mean that seriously. Trump's done a very good job, not a perfect man. Of course, I don't think we've had a perfect president. Well, yeah, we did. We had Jefferson and Washington. Remember two white guys who had 300 and 600 slaves? And they want to get rid of Jefferson. I don't know why they don't want to get rid of George Washington, but apparently there's a reason for not doing that. But anyway, they're all pissed off now. The Democrats, you got Schumer in the Senate and Pelosi in the House. Now they're pushing, but some of the underlings are pushing to have the impeachment call brought back up. So I don't know where that's going to go. You people probably know better than I do, but I get tired of every night coming home and seeing the same crap on television. It's always the same crap. Did you see down in Phoenix, Arizona, they're banning prisoners from reading a book that discusses the impact of the criminal justice system on black men. That's drawing an outcry from the First Amendment advocates. The American Civil Liberties Union called on the Arizona Department of Correction this week to rescind the ban on chokehold policing black men. That's the name of the book. The book is by Paul Butler, a former federal prosecutor, examines law enforcement and massive incarceration throughout its treatment of African-American men. Now, they can say what they want. I was in federal prison, wasn't treated bad, wasn't treated good, though. Now, we can take any instance in any prison, state, federal, on the local level, if you'd got to do a year in the county jail, and that's probably the worst place to do it. But when Arizona has banned prisoners from reading any book, I don't give a damn if it's about the Ku Klux Klan. I don't give a damn if it supports Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Even though I may not agree, they've got every right to read what the hell they want in this great country. But Arizona now has put a ban on it. I honestly don't think that's going to go much further. I think they will take that to court, and they'll find out that that's not going to fly. Also, reading about Illinois, this was in, I guess, the today's St. Louis Post Disgrace. Illinois should legalize cannabis. In big letters, people of color were targeted by drug laws of the past. Now they must benefit. Now, somebody wrote this article from one of the big newspapers, and it talks about, it says, regulation would let the state set clear guidelines about the sale of cannabis, including potential potency levels, and ensure that it's safer than in today's free-for-all environment. It says more, and I do not believe this, and if somebody's got some factual information that we can verify, please call and let me know. But it says more, cannabis legalization is a growing trend, and it says more than half of Americans have smoked marijuana during their lives, and more than 20 million use it regularly. Now, I don't know about the 20 million. There's, what, 300 million people in this country? But when they talk about over half of the Americans have smoked it, I do not believe that at all. It also states that a black person was nearly four times more likely to be arrested for cannabis possession than a white person, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. And it says almost 9 out of 10 of the people convicted in Chicago on cannabis between 2013 and 2016 were African Americans, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Well, on its face, that sounds bad. But if there's 10 people pushing marijuana in any area, and 8 of the 10 are black, and they arrest everybody, you're going to have a lot more black. You're going to have a lot more black arrested than white. But they want to push through that crap all the time. It's always, always, always on the white guy. It says it's a matter of money. It says it's clear legalization would be a windfall for Illinois, though there's no way of knowing exactly how much of the state money would be used for cannabis control. However, they did do a study in Colorado, and Colorado brought in nearly $1 billion, with a B, in total revenue since it's legalized cannabis in 2014. So that's about 5 years. They've got $1 billion in additional tax revenue. So again, I don't know where this crap all comes from. I don't know where it all comes from, but they want to talk the talk. If they're going to talk the talk, they need to walk the walk. See, they all want to say what they want to say, but most time they don't have real true facts. They'll take partial facts out of this, partial facts out of another situation, but they never get the total facts. Hey, back over in St. Louis. Well, first, there was a man killed in Pagedale on the Metro Link at the St. Charles Rock Road train station in Pagedale. He was shot just before noon on Wednesday. They don't know who did it, but now this is also in the Post Disgrace. This is on page 9. Page 9 of the Post Disgrace. Not page 1, but page 9. And it said a man was killed. There was a man that he argued with. They both got off the Metro Link, and the one man shot the other man. Now, I'm reading through this whole article, and it says, authorities ask anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers, and that's a good idea. It says tipsters can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward. But nowhere in here does it say whether the subject that did the shooting or the victim was either black or white. But this is from a member of the Post-Dispatch, David Hun. They want you to give them information. They were on the scene right away. They want you, though, to give them information. Now, how can you give any information when they don't give you the information they have? Now, there were some witnesses, and I guarantee you it was black on black. Guarantee you it was, don't know, but I'll bet you, I'll give 5-1 odds it was black on black. Don't read anybody about it in the paper. Nobody has said nothing. Hell, this is just about the whole front half of the page 9. Now, again, it's on page 9. And they talked about how horrific it was. And even the Metro president, Tolly Roach, he's a Metro president and the CEO, I would assume, of Metrolink. He actually came out. So they're concerned, but apparently they're not that concerned that they're going to do something about it. You know, there's killings after killings after killings, and I don't give a damn. You can have a Metrolink with 5 cars, and each car could have a police officer. That may, I say, being an ex-police officer, that may be the only way they're going to stop some of the crime on the Metrolink, but then they'll do like they do in schools. They'll take it out of the schools. They'll bring it out into the streets. So if somebody's going to be violent, I don't give a damn. If they're not going to be violent in the Metrolink train, they're going to be violent in the street. If there's some police officers out in the street, when they get off the Metrolink, they'll wait till they get on the bus. Then if there's officers on the bus, they'll wait till the guy gets off the bus. You can see where I'm coming from. No matter what you do, if somebody wants to hurt somebody, they're going to get hurt. When we can hurt a president of the United States, anybody can get hurt. Also see over in St. Louis that a longtime employee of the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office filed a federal lawsuit yesterday. She was fired by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner because she was white. That's what it says right in the lawsuit. She was white. Nancy Woods lawsuit. Nancy Woods is her name. Says she worked for that office for more than 28 years as a paralegal. But the suit said she was among 7 white prosecutors and support staff that were fired after Gardner, the city's first African-American circuit attorney, took over. Now they have it that, hey, she got fired because she was white. When they want to put it out, when they want to say something about white and black, they sure do. If they don't want to, then they're not going to. But I think it says the Kim Gardner spokesman said the office would not comment because she had not yet been served with the suit. And you know, that pisses me off, because after she gets served with the suit, you know what the next thing will be? We can't talk because there's ongoing legal litigation going on. And then when it comes out to an outcome, it'll be, well, we're going to appeal it. It's under appeal. So we're not going to be able to talk about it. You good people, both black and white, you guys know what's going on. I don't have to tell you anything. All I want to do is provoke you. Not into violence, but provoke you into understanding, provoke you into listening to me, provoke you into researching, and then you will understand. And at that point, I think you guys will probably be more pissed off than I am. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on.
For some drugs. So
now, how do you know that? Wait a minute, Joe, how do you know that?
That's what they said on the news.
Well, wait. Hey, Joe, I don't want to argue with you, but you can't believe everything you read in the news. You can't believe everything you hear on the radio. Now, you're a smart man. You know better than that, don't you?
So you say a random nigga just gonna go up to another nigga and blow his brains out for nothing?
You know what? Being an ex-police officer, homicide detective in East St. Louis, I'd say it doesn't happen as often as the killing happens when people have a reason. And nobody has a reason to kill, of course, but to confront
call
someone.
Call a motive, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, Joe, you can say what you want, but there's some time where people just...
Hey, let me ask you something. Why are your shows not loading up properly on the podcast?
We've got that taken care of. We got that taken care of as of today, I think. So we're back to normal.
Hey, is Leroy calling in today?
Well, I don't know if Leroy's calling in.
You know Leroy's a white boy.
Is Leroy
white? He's not a nigga. He's white.
You know what? He sounds like a white boy trying to act like a black guy.
Yeah, then he changes his name all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I read in the paper like you did, but what do you think? I know you're... What area do you live in, Joe?
I live in my parents' basement. I'm 45 years old.
Now, you don't live in your parents' basement. Now, see, now you're starting to screw with me. Where do you actually live at, Joe? Give me an area, address.
I live in South County.
South County? Is it pretty decent where you live?
Yeah.
You know, Joe, are you a proud black man?
Love it. I love America.
That ain't what I ask. Are you a proud black man?
Yes, I'm a proud Negro.
Okay, I'll take that. What do you think, Joe? And I want to talk, you know, serious with you because you sound like you're a very intelligent, proud black man. What do you think of all this, all these race problems? It's not just black on white. It's white on black. I agree. There's enough shame and blame to go around. But on a serious note, what do you think it's going to take to get everybody back as one?
When has people won? That's the opposite word. When have we been won?
Well, we've been one at times where we didn't have all this controversy. I'm talking about whether the controversy is warranted or not. Do you think that we can ever come together as one race and live together in harmony? There's always going to be problems, but I don't think they've ever got as bad as this. Do you?
Well, I don't think it's possible because the third estate, the news media, is the one fueling all this. The news keeps blacks and whites at odds. Or at one another's throats all the time.
You know what, Joe? I do agree with you. Now, how do you know for a fact, and I know you don't, but you don't give me any bull, how do you know that this is black on black? You wouldn't bet your family's life it's black on black.
Come on, man, because a nigga ain't going to go shoot no white man like that.
Well, it's happened. It happened in downtown St. Louis about 2 months ago, so don't say it never happens.
A nigga in his right mind gonna go kill another nigga. He gonna go to the liquor store round about this time in the morning and go rob another nigga. He ain't gonna go down to Clayton, you know, down on Clayton and go rob a white boy with a Brooks Brothers suit on.
Well,
you don't hear that.
Hey, Joe. Hey,
you know where all the money at?
Where's that?
Clayton, downtown Clayton, around them courthouses down there.
Yeah, well, you know what, Joe? You got a good point there. Everybody, listen, Joe, I appreciate the call. Appreciate you being a proud black man. Keep up the work. Keep listening and keep spreading the faith because I think together the proud white and proud black at some point in time are going to come together. So I appreciate your call,
buddy.
Well,
I'm optimistic about that.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling anytime, buddy.
I'm pessimistic.
Pessimistic. Okay, I knew what you meant. So, hey, you hang in there, and if I can ever help you out or you just want to give me some crap, don't ever hesitate to call, buddy.
All right, my friend.
Okay, okay, buddy, thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Go ahead, Phil. You're on the dark side.
How's it going?
Not worth a damn. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm on break. I just wanted to call in and say that I love this show. I mean, I listen to it every day.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't want to know where you work at because I don't want to get you in trouble. But what, on your lunch break or just a coffee break?
Just comp.
What area you work in, Phil?
I'm over across the bridge in Alton.
Oh, in Alton. Okay. I won't ask where it's at because I don't want to get you any trouble. Do you guys, do you take the time to listen to me on break or whenever you can or just occasionally?
Yeah, well, I'm out here like weed and stuff, so when I'm driving around, my truck doesn't even have FM, so I turned on AM and found your station. I've been listening to it for weeks now.
Okay, well, I hope you like it a little bit. You don't have to like it a lot. You don't even have to like it, Phil, as long as you listen to it. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I love listening to it. I love seeing I love you bringing up all the controversy going on. I love hearing about it.
Okay, well, Phil, I sincerely appreciate it. You tell you guys you work with, we appreciate them listening. You keep the faith, and let's try to everybody get together, Phil, because one of these days, if blacks and whites don't come together, it's really going to get bad.
Oh, I know. I know. I think we need to just get over the past, come together.
Well, you know what?
Get over what's going on now, you know?
Yeah, you know what, Phil? I agree with you 100%. Hey, you have a good day at work. You be safe, and thanks for calling. We sincerely appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you have a good day, Phil. We've got some more callers, but callers, hold on. I think what we'll do, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
While the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, and as always, we're not going to take it anymore, and I don't think you good people all throughout the metro St. Louis area, I don't think you good people all throughout this country, I don't think you good people all throughout this world that listen to us overseas, I think you're about tired, and I don't think you're going to take it anymore. We're going to have to fight through it. No violence. We can get these bastards. We have to get them politically, of course. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Hey, I just want to talk about my St. Clair County tax bill I just got for my property. Uh-huh. Hey, that Mark Kearns and the rest of those thieves and some of the bucks up there in the Bell Road can kiss all my white butts.
Well, hang on.
My bill tripled from last year.
Well,
and they wouldn't tell me how wonderful it is to work to live in St. Clair County because of that failed airport that I can get on a plane and fly to Florida, which, okay, cool. I ain't got no business in Florida. And the Metro League, where I can get on there and spend 2 hours or an hour and get a bullet in my head.
Yeah, you know what? So, I agree with you, John. I agree with you totally.
You know, so where is this tax money going to? I mean, well, I tell you what, take my tax money, put it into a strip joint, and I tell you what, my return will be better, and everybody will be happy.
You know, John, I appreciate the call, John, and what you need to do, John, is call Ed Cockrell. Take this number down, 406-5767. John, give him a call. Tell him what your problem is, how your taxes have been triple, and I believe he'll be able to do something for you. And
ever since Leo Sykes passed away, and now Miss Baxton passed away, there ain't nobody up there, Bob, that you can talk to.
Yes,
they just want to tell you how
John, thanks for the call. You're wrong. Call Ed Cockrell, 406-5767, and that's for any of you good people in St. Clair, even Madison County or surrounding counties. Ed Cockrell will help you out. Ed Cockrell is the best. He'll be able to take care of you. He'll be able to take care of you and do what needs to be done. So, and John, I want to thank you for the call, and don't get so pissed off. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Leroy. You're on the dark side.
Sure, Bob. Let me tell you, that damn caller, Joe, who called me a white boy.
Hey, Leroy, you are a white boy, but go ahead. I'll play along with you, but go ahead.
Well, I must be the blackest white boy you ever gonna see. I'm gonna tell you something right here. I love your show.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you that right now. You keep preaching the preach. I love what you do. But when that man who called himself a Negro, I'm a proud black man, and I'm gonna tell him he never met me. And I'm going to tell him one thing. Yeah, I got my pig snoots, I got my watermelon, and I love my fried chicken, and I'm proud of my boot lips. And that guy is nothing but you know what he is. He said he's a Negro. Well, let me tell you something, man. Yeah, I'm a proud black man, and I love your show, Bob.
Well, Leroy, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time out. I don't know the other the other proud black man, Joe, he says you're not. And if you are, I don't really know. I mean, this is not television. This is radio. But people, all I'm trying to do is to provoke you people, not into any kind of violence. I want to provoke you into understanding what's going on and take it from there. So don't think I'm trying to piss you off. Don't think I'm trying to start a revolution, because I'm not, because I've got a lot of proud black friends. I just want everybody to come together. Hold on, Mark. We'll take you momentarily. I see, though, over in Grove, over in Tire Grove South, that's in South St. Louis. That's around the homosexual area, and that's okay. That's the Grove area, and I have nothing against homosexual people. Just keep it to yourself, and I know you homosexual people will tell straight people, keep it to yourself, and if we all did that, we'd all get along a lot better. But anyway, this guy's found guilty of groping women in the South Grove South area. And he says that it wasn't anything sexual. He just thought that it'd be funny to grab their butts, and laughed as he walked away. But Mr. John Michael Wells, 32, got charged, got convicted. He was found guilty of felony counts of sodomy and attempted sodomy after a 3-day trial. Now, I don't know what they mean by sodomy, if he's just saying that he put his hands down there, so down their pants, two or three of them. But again, this is a big article, and it goes into all kind of crazy crap. But it amazes me. It amazes me with what's going on in this world today. And we got to put up with all this crap. Let's go and take some more callers. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. You are a national treasure, my friend.
Were you, hey, Mark, where you been drinking today?
Hey, I want to talk about Porky Pig Pretzler. Every day he continues his assault on us people in Illinois. And also, there was a lady that called last week, and I was driving, and I wasn't able to write anything down. Her name was Pam, and she was talking about somebody that wanted to run against Durbin. Turban Durbin.
Uh-huh.
So I would be interested in helping her get her 25,000 signatures if you know her and you figure that she's worthy. I would love to have someone that we could have as a go-to.
Mark, let me tell you what. I would be more than happy, but the lady that she's talking about, I don't know her very well. She lives here in Illinois, of course. I don't think she can come up with even close to the 25,000 signatures. She's a nice lady, but she doesn't have the political backing. She doesn't have any money. And I think at the end, she did say that she's probably not going to run, but she was just so pissed at Durbin. But what do you think, Mark, about our new governor? I think he's a piece of crap. I think this man has so much money. I don't think he knows how normal people live. Do you?
Here again, if Ronald would have done what he was supposed to do, step down, let Jeannie Ives try it, there might have been a chance that he could have beat Porky Pig Pretzler. But he wouldn't. He wanted to maintain that power. And yes, I think that Pretzler's going to do exactly what he thinks that he needs to do for the progressive side of Illinois, which we've had enough of already. We can't take much more of that.
You know what, Mark? Progressive sounds good until you get into it. Progressive sounds okay until you get into who's going to pay for it, what's going to be paid for first, what's going to be paid for last. But I would tell you, anybody that's really a strong progressive, after 5 years of a socialistic country, I think they'd wish otherwise, don't you?
Yes, sir. And one other thing, the man was just talking to you about St. Clair County taxes.
Uh-huh.
There are so many of us folks that just struggle to pay our taxes every year. Even after I have my house paid off, it's going to be $350, $400 a month to maintain a school district that I have no faith in myself. I've never sent my kids there, never going to send my grandkids to a public school system. It doesn't seem fair to me, but yeah, there's a lot of us that are extremely angry. And if you go and you try to contact, you got to make sure that you have make sure you're paid up. The hearings, you're never privy to any of the things that goes on in the hearings. I mean, they have it so set up to where you really can't do anything but just voice and say, you know, here, I'm tired of paying this much money. But my taxes, of course, go up every year, and I have several houses along with my primary residence, and those checks that I'm stroking out every year to live in the great state of Illinois is really becoming bitter.
Yeah. You know, Mark, it is an amazing, you pay for your house, you pay taxes, then you pay for your house after you pay taxes that you've made your money on. Then you buy a house, and then you pay off your house, and then you have to pay taxes on that house. And most of the money, as you know and everybody knows, goes to our school system. And then you don't worry about that school system. You even spend more money, as a lot of people do, and send your kids to another school district or to a Catholic school district. I don't think that's fair for anybody, do you?
No, sir, I do not. And I was listening to you talk a couple months ago about the people, the different school districts, and how ready they are to go to the next grade. That made me sick to my stomach. I thought school districts like DuPont was really decent, yeah. But they got like a 36%.
Yeah,
that's awful. What are they doing? How are these school districts are able to manage this and stay in those elected positions doing that bad job performance? You or I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, Mark, I agree, but I disagree. I think in DuPont, I think in East St. Louis, Cahokia, Allerton, Centerville, Brooklyn, Washington Park, and some white areas too, all throughout the state and all throughout Missouri. You know, they vote their school district people in, or if they want to vote those bums in time after time after time, that's who's going to get elected time after time after time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're correct.
And Mark, listen, we're up against a hard break. Thank you very much for the call. You keep
Thank
the
you,
faith,
sir.
And if we can help you out in any way, don't ever hesitate to give us a call, buddy.
I certainly will. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some more callers. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be a patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, hey, Bob, I was going to ask you about an intelligent conversation now, not no clowning around.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean no clowning around? Now, listen, if you're going to mess with me, I'm going to have your white, stupid, hunky ass off the air. Now, if you've got something intelligent to say, say it. If not, don't screw with me because I ain't in the mood to be screwed with. So go ahead.
That's fine, Bob. That's what I'm saying about the homosexuals. When they call in, they cannot express themselves about being proud about their homosexuality.
Are you nuts? Are you nuts? I let them say whatever the hell they want to say. I don't chastise them for being homosexual. I chastise the transgenders and the gays that want to have a separate bathroom, want to have a separate this, a separate that. As long as they live their lives their way and don't push it on anybody else. I've said that 1,000 times. So apparently you don't listen very well.
No, that's true. I've heard that, Bob. But my point precisely is when they call in and say, I'm a proud white guy or a proud black guy or whatever, when the homosexuals call in, you want them to keep it in the closet. And that's not my right.
That's
keep it in the closet. I want to be proud about it.
Okay, well, you be proud. We're going to let you go.
I've told the homosexuals we've talked to, keep it to yourself. I don't push the heterosexuality. I don't expect everybody else to push the heterosexuality. Do it in the confines of your bedroom or in your house or someplace where you're not out in public. And I don't just mean for the homosexuals. I mean for the heterosexuals. Let's do our jobs out on the street. Let's come together. Let's work together. Let's live together. But as far as being homosexual, being heterosexual, I don't give a damn. Just keep it to yourself. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Fine.
The homosexual area, that's in Tar Grove Park. The Grove area is an area of residences and stuff like...
No, Charlie, I disagree with you. I disagree with you, and we can bet on that. You're telling me that the Grove area isn't a homosexual business community.
Yeah. No, it's from Manchester. It's on Manchester.
That's not what I'm asking, Charlie. You're telling me that's not a homosexual business community?
No, I live there.
Well, then I don't know where the hell you go. If you've been, what places have you been to in the Grove that you tell me that aren't?
To the microbrewery and all that stuff on Clayton and all that, Manchester and a bunch of places.
Well, I don't know, Charlie. I've been there one time, last time I wanted to go, but every place I went, we went with another band, and there were homosexuals, and it's no big deal. They didn't come on to us, but that whole Grove area. To me,
Tar Grove Park, definitely, because I used to run there when I was younger, and it was always homosexuals especially on the western end of it.
Yeah,
but not the Grove area.
Okay, all right. Well, Charlie, I appreciate the call. I'm going to check into it. I think you're wrong, but I will let you know. Again, I'm not against homosexuality. I'm not against anything. Just don't push it on me. Let me make my own decision and whoever make their own decision. But when some people say, hey, Romantic, you said this, you said that. No, I said what I said. We can get some past shows and I'll let you know. Before we go, what kind of pisses me off, and it doesn't really piss me off, it just sets me wrong. Black women hold the Miss USA title, the Miss Teen USA title, and the Miss America title for the first time ever. This is in the East St. Louis Monitor. All three of those are by black women now. The Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America titles for the first time. And they've got the picture of all three black ladies. And they make such a big to-do about it, talking about their race and how they want to have diversity and strength, and they want to empower the black women. Now, I understand that, but if it was brought up that it was all white, the NAACP, all the black groups, they'd be all over everybody saying, what the hell's wrong with this? And I just wanted to bring that out so for everybody to know that, again, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America are all black ladies this time. Now, I don't know how it came to that. I sort of do because, you know, you people, some of you can get pissed off at me, but some of that is racial because it's, hey, let's go ahead and give it to black this time so we don't have a lot of problems. And you're not going to have as many problems if it was all white, but you're going to have the white contestants in the background saying it was fixed or something was wrong. And I'm not saying that's the way it is, but, you know, Black Miss America, she a pretty little gal, but I don't think she's that pretty. But we'll, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But again, if it's not all about the niggers, you know what happens. They're bitching, moaning, and groaning. And as I always say, usually white people, hey, let it go. Let there be a black Miss America. Let there be a black Miss USA. Let there be a black Miss Teen America. Because we don't really give a damn at the end of the day. And that's the way you probably should feel. We all should feel. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. As always, people, it's time to go. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks, these low-life, bottom-feeding, no-count, good-for-nothing, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, let's stay on top of them. Let's understand what's going on. And this next election, the presidential election, is one for all of us. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but before you vote, understand who you may or may not vote for. get all the facts. It doesn't take long. And at the end of the day, you'll decide who's best for you, your family, and at the end of the day, your country. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. As always, never, never, never any violence. Let's expose them. Let's destroy them at the polls. Let's destroy them once and for all. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.